Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Paddy O'Gorman is with me in studio. Paddy, you've been on the high seas. I presume they were high enough anyway.
Not as rough as last year on that ferry crossing from Holyhead there on Saturday. I did the round trip, courtesy of Irish Ferries, and met all the people coming back for Christmas. And of course, there's a great mixture of people there. There's families, there's young professional people. It's like 30 years ago, there used to be big sing-songs in the bar. And I don't know if you remember Heathrow and so on. There, that bar used to be heaving like it's Christmas. It's quieter now, maybe because people are
there some people, Paddy, who prefer the ferry? It's just part of the family tradition, or maybe their Christmas tradition, in the same way some people might have a goose instead of a turkey. They go by ferry instead of plane.
Maybe there's a tradition, but quite often with Irish families, they would have met in London, say, and he's from Donegal and she from Kerry or whatever, and they tend to have a bipolar, whatever you would say it, visit back to Ireland.
And so they need a car.
They need a car. And with small children, you'd need a car. So, I mean, I was looking, actually, as soon as the first family that sat near me boarding me, it brought me back 50 years to my own childhood and coming on the ferry over, went driving all the way from London to Wales, then getting the ferry, and with small kids it must have been tough on my mum and dad, and but I also remember the excitement. And there was this family coming home for Christmas. That was the family of Martin and Fiona Moore.
Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The captain speaking. On behalf of Irish Ferries bosses and crew, I'd like to welcome on board Ulysses this afternoon for our sailing to Dublin.
Extremely looking forward to it, because kids are all excited getting their presents for Christmas and going back to Kerry, home every year for Christmas, so really looking forward to it. The kids get to see their grandparents. It's lovely, they enjoy the festivities and get together, meeting all the cousins. It's a long journey for the four kids in the car from England over, so, but they're all excited about getting their presents from Santa.
What's that?
I want a huddle too.
It's a huddle too, and what else?
Awful auntie, but my brother got it from a friend, so he's going to share with me.
And are you long living in England?
We're in England. Well, I'm about 15 years and my husband is actually 22 years.
Did you meet each other in London?
No, we met at home in Tralee, our cousin's wedding.
Met at our first cousin's wedding and 13 years together.
And did you think when you went over in the 1990s that you'd still be in Britain then?
No, I figured I'd come over for a few years and then go back to Ireland, where Ireland picked up, but Ireland stayed dead for a few years until... Yeah. When it was probably the 90s it picked up, whatever, but then I was well settled over, like, so right. I stayed there then. For the 20 years I've been over there, I've come home for 2 weeks every single Christmas, like, trying to make a decent holiday Christmas over.
It's a hard question, but do you think you'll stay living in England, or would you come back to Ireland some stage?
I think the kids are settled in England now, that, you know, the school is nearby. I mean, we love coming home on holidays because there's no place like home, but financially it's way better to be in England at the moment. Yeah.
And they're growing up with London accents.
Yes, they started off with a bit of an Irish twang, but now that they're at school in England, they get the English twang. We learn the different Irish words at school and everything, so it's nice to keep the Irish bit. I try and teach them the different words that when I grew up with, telling them to be quiet, be hewn, and all the different words that we'd learn at school, so it's nice to keep it in.
Isn't it just
those kids with the London accents? That was me 50 years ago, but like my family, every emigrant family makes the decision. My family made a decision 50 years ago to come back to Ireland, which is why I'm sitting across from you right now. Other families, like the Moore family there, they're probably going to stay.
You also met, Paddy, people who were over there for their second recession.
That's
out
right.
Of here.
The middle-aged men that you see on the ferry, and you can see them, you know, that is their second recession. Men who have had to go back. And whereas when you're in your 20s, going to London, say, is exciting. When you're going back in your 50s, that is tough. And this was this man's story.
Joe Crawley's my name, okay, I'm from Ballardween.
Are you looking forward to Christmas, Joe?
Of course I am. I'm going home to see my partner in Loughlin, County Roscommon, Eileen Hester.
And is it a while since you've seen her?
About 2 months ago. I was working, I had a business in Ireland for 35 years, and I went to England last October, 12 months, because the recession cleaned us out in Ireland. And I'm back now in England, back working again, around the same place where I was as a young man in England. 1979, I had my own house in England, now I have nothing. Sold my house in England as a young man and reared my family in Ireland. And then I had a successful business, a kitchen and joinery business in Ballardreen, County Roscommon, for 35 years, employed up as much as 12 men. I was so successful in Ireland until the recession done me in. And I'm back now again in London and trying to pick up the pieces. And I'm doing okay, I'm doing fine.
Picking yourself up again all those years later, is that hard to do?
Well, I'm very lucky that my family are reared. And are highly educated people. So all I have to do is really look after myself now. And I'm 57, I'll be 58 in March, and I have to look after myself for the next 10 years. I have a nice place to live, and I have a few nice friends, and we're getting by.
Tell me about your own working day now then.
I'm up at 6 o'clock, and if I'm not out of my apartment by 6.30, I won't be at my job by 8 o'clock. And I only have to travel 9.6 miles, and I'm home at 7 o'clock in the evening. It takes 2 hours to get home. The traffic is horrendous.
Is it lonely for you in Britain?
Of course it's lonely. They can be long nights, but I do look forward to going home every few weeks. And I'm big into fishing in the west of Ireland, and I'll be looking forward to May time and September time of the year. I do take time out and go fishing. And I love the football, the GAA, so. And I hope Roscommon do well this year.
Tell me about Christmas. How will you spend it now?
Oh, well, I'll go down to see my partner in Loughlin and County Roscommon, and, I'll relax for 10 days. I'll be back again on the 5th of January. Looking after work in London, that's the way it is.
But if I were to meet you 5 years' time, can you say, do you think you'll still be in Britain, or will you be in Ireland?
The help of God, I'll be in Ireland, that things will have picked up a bit, and we'll be able to make a living back in Ireland, in our own home country again.
Okay.
Look, happy Christmas to you all.
Hoping for the best there, Paddy. Joe,
yes.
Curry, you met a woman as well, Paddy, who maybe wouldn't have the same,
yes,
hopes or expectations about being able to settle
people
back here.
People say they want to move back. And I remember going, most of the old guys I knew in Kilburn seem to have died off by now, men who came in the 50s. But I remember meeting one man who came back to hospital in Limerick when he was finished his working life, and he'd moved back to London. It is very hard to go back. And listening to Mary here, she's saying to me she wants to go back, but I think she's not really sure about what she wants to do.
Well, I lost my dad Christmas Day about 25 years ago, so it's a bit sad time for me, but I'm going back now. I live in England. I'm going back to see my sister. I lost my mother as well, so I've got three sisters there. So,
where in Ireland is that?
It's in Virginia, County Cavan.
And are you long living in England?
73, I came over.
And how often would you get back home in that 41 years?
When my mum was alive, I used to come back two or three times a year, but since she's died, I've been back about twice. Not the same.
When you went over in 1973, did you think you'd still be living in England all those years later?
No.
Right.
No. I went for 6 months.
What happened?
I met my husband. I was lonely. Met my husband. He was homesick as well.
Right.
And we ended up getting married, and that was it. And then we started having children and put our roots down, sort of. I stayed in London for 13 years, but then my marriage broke up, and then I moved to Shropshire. And I've been there ever since. I suppose because I had small children, it wasn't easy.
Children are grown up now.
They're all grown up, yeah.
Would you see yourself living out your life in England, or would you live back in Ireland?
I don't know. I'd like to come back. I had a friend who actually went back to live in Ireland, and her children were in England, again, with the grandchildren, and she ended up coming back to England.
I'd guess, I think you will stay living in Britain now then.
Well, I've got my children, grandchildren there, so so it's a bit of a dilemma, although I do want to go back. But what I don't know what I've got to go back to, because my parents are not there and it's not the same.
I think you're right, Paddy. I think she's not going to be back. That's my sense.
The old hometown isn't the same when you come back years on.
You met some young professionals as well?
Lots of young professionals. There was a group there over from Belgium and a lot from London. And Coventry is, I find, a very interesting city. I made a TV programme in Coventry just about 10 or 12 years ago. There was a pub there called the Jaguar. It may still be there. Full of older Irish men who'd come over in the 1950s and worked in the motor industry when it was the centre of the motor industry. Now, what has changed now? 30 years ago on that ferry, I'd have met young professionals, but they were navvying, they were waitressing. These days, the young professionals going to England won't get those jobs. The East Europeans are there. You have to work at your skill. And that turned out to be the case with this couple, Stephen and Niamh.
Yeah, just like to get home, see the family, friends, you know.
Do you get back to Ireland much?
Well, every 2 months so far. We've only been over 4 months with the second trip back, so I don't mind going over for 2 or 3 years, but I think long term, you know, home will always be home, and that's where I plan to end up.
Are you working together or living together?
No, we're living together, so we luckily both got jobs in the same area and headed off together.
Did you know each other in Ireland?
Yeah, we went to college together.
Where are you living in England?
Leamington Spa, it's near Coventry.
Yeah.
I love it there, but I'll always miss home, and I'm always glad to kind of get home. It's just the quality of jobs there is much better than we've been able to get in Dublin, so it's worth it in the short term.
What do you specialise in, please?
We're both engineers, so automotive engineering. I work in Jaguar Land Rover, and they're having a big boom at the moment, so mm-hmm. they're hiring a lot of Irish people, right. a lot of people in general, but there's a good community of Irish people over there, and we'll right. stay in touch and link up.
So, highly skilled, as you say,
highly
Paddy.
Skilled, great people. We've lost some great people to emigration, haven't we?
Paddy O'Gorman, thank you very much indeed for that report. Paddy O'Gorman reporting on the ferry home from Holyhead over the weekend. Now, it's 11 o'clock. Time to go over to the RTE newsroom and Clodagh Walsh.